What's happening?
Get ready for us. We're going live.
Fellas,
it's a chance of the three part life. What's going on?
What's up?
It's a chance of the 3.5 to be a fly on the wall. Have a barbershop or gym in the bathroom stall. Oh, when he's on his way from hanging out of work.
Hello.
At the end of the day. Do you ever just want to get into a huddle to listen, rebuttal, or just plain understand what's happening in the cave of a man? Yeah.
Speak on it.
3.5.
See, I've been lucky to have friends for a very long time. Some since I was 13, some since I was 18, 25. The list continues. And even this group of friends that have agreed to do this adventure with me that I've known anywhere between 10 to 13 years. It's so funny. You can not even be in contact with some people or some of your friends, people that you consider friends, for a long period of time, and when you see them, it's like picking up like it was yesterday, picking up where you left off. That's a true friend.
It seems like it's gotten to be like, oh, who's got the most friends, like a popularity contest. But when was the last time they actually did something for you? Not necessarily for you, but something that you guys did together. You know, you would call each other friends.
George Pappas from Brooklyn. He's the family man, peacemaker, the mediator, the squirrel, jack of all trades, the brain. G is a cancer and he drinks Stolio. Bruno Diaz from Jersey. He is the sound guru, Captain Literal, mouth like a sailor, the stickler, funny one-liners, the beard. B is a Gemini and he drinks Jack Daniels. Darren Lorenzo from Atlanta. He is the smooth talker, soul brother, the creator, the straight shooter, the night charmer, the muscle. D is a Sagittarius and he drinks cognac and much more.
Why do you gotta like politely flex on me so hard?
At least I'm gentlemanly about it. Ever so gingerly.
You're like, you think I can't sing? I'm like, oh, okay.
What do you think? I can't fucking sing?
Okay.
You guys are the only ulalas over there? Like Dore Mies? Only fucking Dore Mies over there? Huh?
I low key.
What's that over your shoulder, George? What is that?
My kids don't even know. Like
the
guy that built my house.
Yeah.
So the guy that built my house said, hey, George, my kids are too old for this now. Do you want it? I was like, he's like, do your kids want it? And I was like, who cares about my kids? I want it. I want to play basketball.
That reminds me of like the arcades when I was little. We go and play skee ball. The one where you roll the ball up like the little strip and it goes into the multiple little hole type things where like the
you
get the points
like right
50
oh that
10,
sounds like
100.
The girl I used to mess with most
see
of the
there he goes look at him. And then you get the tickets right. You get the tickets that come out when
right.
You finish and then you go and like you collect the tickets and you get like a little,
right.
Little army guy
right
or
you
or,
like, get like 700 like tickets you
yeah.
Get like 700
you get
tickets and you think you're gonna get something big and then you end up getting like a pink eraser.
Yeah, you get half of keychain. Yeah, that's what you get. Yeah,
that was the big hustle. I mean, I always that, you know, for me, just my personality, I always tend to like really focus on something. So like if I got to an arcade, my number one goal was to get as many tickets as possible. I would sit there for like 7 hours to do my dangest to get the most amount of tickets. And then I'd be so excited for the payoff at the end. And always, always, like clockwork, guys, be extremely disappointed with what I ended up walking away with.
But there's always that one kid who had to leave early. And then they're like, oh, but I didn't get my prize. And then they leave their tickets. So then you just wait for them to walk out the door and then you get them and you jump on them. He did it. I'm not the only
one. That just sounds like you were really good at standing by and waiting for that first person to leave.
What exactly are you insinuating by this suggestion?
You capitalized. You capitalized on this situation. Listen, I love man. It.
I mean,
hey, fellas,
got to hustle.
Yeah.
So I think I forgot what I was going to say. Never mind. I'm getting fucking old. Never mind. I gotta go take my medicine.
Don't say that.
He's even got the antenna on his head, and he still forgets. Look at him.
Yeah, you know, shit. I think the pick wasn't in the right place. Like, if I had it in the right place, I remember.
That's his fucking. That's his rabbit ears, and he's still not getting the signal.
Bruno got a little extra swag today, man. I don't know.
I've had a lot of fucking like shitty.
Bruno's been waiting for like days. He's been waiting for like an extra outtake of somebody else to come into our equation because me and him have been going through the whole editing process, which is always tedious. So it's like some other energy. It's like, yeah, let me get this motherfucker.
Yeah, man, sometimes.
No. Oh, man.
There we go.
No, we just fuck around.
I miss you guys. I feel like the last time we hung out was, I think, the last episode, which... You know, by the way, it was super fun. I had such a great time. And I listened to some of the initial recording of it, and it was really, really, really great. It's just a sign of the times, guys. I think that we just have to accept that this is going to be going on just a little bit longer because, you know, the vaccines are starting to come along, Steve, and anyone with any kind of sickness or pre-existing condition, you know, they should have it. They should have it because it attacks the lungs. You know, if you can't breathe when you're older, it's a lot more difficult when you're, you know, our age, Bruno, not Darren's.
Yeah. Right. Well, of course. I mean, he's about to get his card already.
Motherfucker.
Honestly, the only reason I said that because I didn't think you were listening to me. I saw you like looking up. I was like, this guy ain't listening. I gotta call him old.
He had to pull me over, boy.
No way.
In a school zone, man. In a school zone.
Going 40 into 25.
Darren, you look way younger than me. I look at myself. I look at you. I'm like, man.
I would not use the word way. I would not use the word way.
But... Way younger. The bald head is not helping me.
Well, you can be shaved.
If I lost a bunch of weight, then maybe I would agree. It's usually loss of hair, tall height, or a bigger body. They always equate anybody with those three things with being like, oh, you're older. And it's like, no, I'm not actually old. I'm just fat. Or, no, I'm not actually old. I'm tall. Or, no, I'm not actually old. I'm bald, you know. But it's so funny how that happens. Or gray hair. They're like, oh, he's older. It's like, no, he might have just grayed gray earlier. Yeah. Right.
Thoughts on that, Bruno? Gray hair?
Yeah, just like
thoughts on that?
Huh?
Thoughts on that? Gray hair?
I'm all for it. This week just been fucking... Yeah, a little bit extra stress this week, but things are...
I'm sorry, man.
No, things are things. Yeah.
I feel like, Bruno, you're the guy that goes and speaks to the therapist, like goes to the therapist, but you don't speak to the therapist. Things are things.
Yeah, you know. So what happened? Well, you know, it started and it finished. What the fuck?
All right.
You know, normally a patient wouldn't have a vat of scotch during a session.
Mm-hmm. That's an interesting fact I'm going to have to remember if I'm ever on Jeopardy.
Tell me about your father.
My father. Well, my father. I'm going to sit here. Mm-hmm. My father. He was a big man in the neighborhood. Everybody loved him. Very well respected. God rest his soul.
Oh, he passed away?
No, I just like saying God rest his soul. Of course he passed away.
How did that make you feel?
It felt great. It was a wonderful feeling. How did it make me feel? What do I know?
Think about it. Were you angry? Were you afraid? Sad?
Maybe all those things.
Any feelings of guilt?
About what? I didn't kill him.
My time's done. All right, I gotta get out of here.
Yeah. You got any advice? No? All right, fuck out of here.
I don't give a shit. Were you guys... Sopranos fans?
Oh, get the fuck
out. Oh, yeah.
What
yeah,
kind of stupid
course.
Question Sopranos. Is that? What are you new?
Talking about, man.
I was actually thinking, to myself, I was thinking to myself.
Do you know that TV show on the Home Box Office channel?
Okay. Okay.
The Sopranos?
I get it.
About the mafiosos?
Okay. Okay.
You've made your point.
I was just going to say, I really feel like I want to rewatch it. But since we're on the topic of HBO, I don't know if you guys heard this. I just saw it in passing, and I don't know if it's fake news or not. But apparently there's a lot of 2021 movie releases that are opening at in the movie theaters, but they're also simultaneously going to be released by HBO Max.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think it's a sign of like the times that the movie theaters are in serious trouble, man.
Well, yeah, movie theaters.
That's been happening for a little bit,
theater, period, yeah.
Right. So that's why. That's interesting. I mean, if you guys have HBO Max, there's a serious benefit there. You guys are going to get a lot of new releases.
I do. I got to get out of my head and figure out how to use this thing because I tried to do something the other day and it really didn't happen. And I was like, I feel really old right now and I don't feel like delving into the fact that I'm feeling as old as I do. So I'm just going to put it off for another day.
Did they open movie theaters?
They opened up movie theaters.
Not
some, mostly drive-thrus. Because my mom was having a conversation with me about drive-thrus. And she asked me, she was like, have you ever been to a drive-thru? And I was like, did you ever take me to one? She was like, no. And I was like, well, no, I've never been to one.
Right.
Because she said she went to one when she was a kid a lot. So I was like, oh, no, not me. Yeah.
I could have sworn that I remember seeing something in the last few months about movie theaters being open, but obviously not that busy.
Right.
But then,
so they're not a full capacity.
Yeah. If any, they were almost like giving away tickets, you know, because they wanted to get some but people in there. But then obviously the musical theaters or theatrical theaters are still not open.
Right.
And then I know that Broadway canceled till January, but did they extend that till May?
To June. Yeah. June? To June 1st.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, you know, that's I know a couple of people who this happened to be a very successful audition season for them.
Oh, like me, right? Yeah.
Like you.
Everything
like
I auditioned for and then it all got canceled. Yeah.
Like Darren, my friend Ryan booked 6 shows. He was a non-equity actor. He booked 6 equity shows.
Wow.
Ryan Ryan?
Ryan Hunt.
Yeah, Ryan Hunt, yeah.
Ryan Hunt.
Just to be told, not just kidding.
Very talented actor. Booked 6 equity shows his first audition season as an equity actor. And is only going to do like 3 of them. But they're all rescheduled for next year, you know? Because there's no confidence to go out and put shows on. It's really sad. Yeah.
Wow.
It's really sad.
What were you going to tell us about Sopranos?
No, I was just saying, no, we were talking about, you know, like seeing a therapist and talking to someone. So it just reminded me like, oh, you know, I feel like I really want to rewatch that show and revisit it.
At the beginning of the quarantine, I did. That was definitely one of the first ones. I was like, well, all right, so we're going to be home for a while, maybe a couple of months. All right, hey, you know what? Fuck it. Let me watch Sopranos because that's like 6.5 seasons.
I don't know if we've spoken about this. Did we address the Sopranos at all? Like the ending of the Sopranos? Have we ever spoken about that?
That damn diner scene with them playing
Don't Stop Believing?
Don't Stop Believing.
Yeah, it was
weird.
Can
I ask you a question? Do you think he dies at the end, that everything goes into black, he just gets shot in the head?
Yeah, I mean like they kill him.
Right. Because he actually walks out. I think
no, me either. I think it's shot in the diner. That's when it goes black.
Yeah, that's why it goes black. But then you can kind of still hear the music and then nothing.
Right.
Because there was a lot of like interviews and stuff like that. And there was an accidental slip up. Well, that's the same thing from the creator, David Chase, saying like, oh, yeah. So the death scene, something he called it by accident in like a radio interview.
Death scene. Wow. Really?
Or the death shot or something like that. He calls like, oh, wait, fuck you guys. Oh, you made me say something. But he didn't want to like, he didn't want to go back to it and explain. And they were saying that that because that whole memory going back and everything being there kind of thing, you know, like the reflections. And then go remembering to like, so what do you think it's like? You think, you know, you don't hear anything, you don't see it coming, you know, when he's in the boat with the bacala.
Right. That's the thing. That's the thing. Cause he yeah. said when they started talking about death,
yeah,
he said, that's what I think is going to happen. You're just going to see, he's like, there's going to be nothing. Yeah. It's going to be black.
Yeah.
Which is what
you don't see it coming. And
you don't see it coming. Boom. And you're just, everything's black. Yeah. And that's what it is. Even though we, as the point of view, we see what's happening. There's the guy in the bathroom, the guy by the bathroom. That we see is the suspected shooter in hindsight.
Yeah, but who was that?
It was just a dude.
Nobody that looked familiar? I don't remember.
No, you're not supposed to know.
It's not supposed you're not to be supposed someone to know. From the past.
Yeah. Right. It's just supposed to be...
It's like reflections of him like remembering like his close calls. Like, for example, there was a group of black guys that come in, and that was kind of like a throwback to when the first time he got shot.
Right.
You know, when he was still like in like that red Suburban.
See, now I got to go back and watch it because, you know, we were so stuck to it at that point.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen that episode since it aired.
Yeah.
So we were so stuck to it at that point.
That's the thing that I did is I watched like the whole thing back to back at the beginning of the quarantine.
And it makes
you laugh a little bit too because you're actually thrown back into the 90s as far as like furniture or like, you know, whatever, beepers.
Cell phones,
all those things, you know, like the TVs. You see it like evolve from like the big ass back TVs to like the smaller flat ones and all that shit. It's just little things like that. They're like, holy shit. And to think that ended like in the early 2000s, right? Well, yeah, I think man. Like Michael Imperioli and Steve Sciarpa, they actually have their own podcast. And they actually like watch The Sopranos or something, and they talk about it.
Wait, they have it together? That's a podcast. Yep. Wow, that's actually a good duo.
Yeah,
that probably could work very well together.
Yeah, they stream the whole thing on like YouTube and stuff like that, and it's an actual podcast, but with like the cameras too. Like right now.
Yeah, like Rogan, like similar to Rogan.
Yeah, yeah. Right. But it's from a Zoom.
Oh, cool.
It's not even in a studio. It's from a Zoom because it's now that they did it.
You know why? Because we don't got that Rogan money.
Yeah. Well, plus Rogan started it before. These guys and everybody else, a lot of people started it because of COVID, because of quarantine, because they couldn't go anywhere. So that's like, well, fuck it. What am I going to do? All right, I'll do this. Okay.
Okay. Boom.
This is our Get to Know Us segment of the show, where you, the listener, can learn more about the three hosts. Feel free to message us and we can use your requests or questions for episodes to come.
What are your top favorite five movies? TV shows?
Oh, TV shows.
Because we've talked about, I think, top five movies initially, right? Who was the top?
I think we mentioned movies, but I think...
That are playing right now or that we're playing anytime?
No, I think in general, I think we asked the question.
Have fun. Give me five.
No, we did talk about some TV shows, but we kind of went off into like the Netflix thing.
Yeah, he said, "What are you guys watching now?" I think now. Was the question.
Now I'm watching.
What are you
I'm
binging?
Watching? Oh, binging? I'm not binging anything at this point, but I'm watching regularly on TV shows. Like if it's a sitcom, it's something like Be Positive, Bob Love Hearts Abishola, The Neighborhood, or The Conners.
The Conners. Yeah,
is that airing again?
Well, okay. So,
Without Roseanne.
Without Roseanne.
Yeah, I know.
They killed her off.
Yeah, this is second, like the second season of The Conners, if you're just thinking The Conners. Yeah.
They gave her like $60 million to go away.
Didn't she say something like racial? And they were like, yeah, we got to get rid of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were like, not during this.
The only thing I saw was when like... Did she come back as Peggy Bundy in The Conners? I haven't seen it.
Not Peggy Bundy. No, she came back as she's Dan's girlfriend.
Ah, okay.
That's good casting.
Because I remember seeing like a commercial for that, and people are like, what's Peggy Bundy doing in this? Are they tying the families together? And then what the hell is going on with John Goodman? Because he lost a shitload of weight, did he?
He got gastro bypass.
Yeah, it doesn't look healthy. It looks, his shape is really weird now, but I mean, he's still funny though.
Yeah, yeah. No, people were just concerned. They're like, is he okay? Somebody needs to check up on him.
Just that gastro bypass life, dude.
Did he?
Yeah, he got gastro a while ago.
I did not know that.
But other than that, I mean, if it's not a sitcom, then
I'm not making that up. Now I'm thinking about it. I hope I'm not making that up.
If it's not a sitcom, then I'm watching a lot of those fire station movies like Station 19, Chicago Fire, Grey's Anatomy. I'm watching the hospital stuff too. I'm watching the cop stuff like Chicago PD. I watch stuff like Good Doctor. I don't know. I watched like the what you call it? A million. What do you call it?
Billions.
No, a million different. What is it called?
A million ways to die or something?
No, choose one. No, man. I mean, I watch a lot of. I watch What's the show with the tearjerker that everybody watches?
This Is Us.
This Is Us. I watch that,
and then obviously
I watch all my reality shows like The Voice, The Masked Singer, and Amazing Race. That's me.
Something that I watched before that I was surprised that I got into it that much because it was like, no, I gotta watch another one. Nope, I gotta watch another one. Was The Crown.
Oh, that's good.
And before I knew it, I was done with four fucking seasons.
Yeah. What? They have the new one out right now, and I haven't watched it yet.
You know what's a really good show?
What's that?
Vikings.
I have heard this.
It's unbelievable. Vikings and that.
You know, they're not from Minnesota.
Idiot. And the other prime show with Pacino is so good.
Oh wait, prime.
The Nazi. It's like they
the Russians or something like that. Yeah, no,
is it not? They're Jews.
Oh, that's right. Yes, Nazis. Yes. I started watching that, and then I got sidetracked. So I think I'm still like in the middle of that season. There's only one season so far, right?
Of what?
I forgot the name of the show, but it's got.
Viking has like four seasons, right?
No, with Pacino, it's like on Prime Video.
Yeah, it's so, guys, it's so good, and I'm trying to Pacino, Prime show. I can't remember what it's called.
So why is it that your picture, Hunters. And Darren's picture, Hunters? That's right. Your picture Hunters. And Darren's picture on this has like that purple fuchsia. Oh.
Hue. It's called.
I don't have any light on me, really.
No, not Hue. I do right now. It's like on like when you go away picture.
That one?
Yeah.
All right. So I had some great. That was done by, oddly enough, Ryan Hunt, who's also a fantastic photographer in New York City. Not only a great artist, he's a fantastic photographer.
Look at you.
No, he really is. No, it is a plug. You got to.
That's great. Well, no, that's what I'm saying. It's good.
You got to. You got to give love to artists. Of course. You know, he's that's an artist saying. In every regard. You know, there are specific people out there who are just, they just have a natural gift for art. You know, Ryan's the kind of guy. He sings, he dances, he plays piano. He you know, he's a photographer.
Jack of all trades.
A writer.
So coming up next, we have our Zoom of Friends section. That's when one of us or all of us reach out to another friend and see how things are going for them during the pandemic.
We're going all the way live. Give it up for the 3.5.
Funny. You know, I normally don't drink for these things, but it was you too, so I felt like it was a necessary.
I usually do. I mean, I need to get a stage hand to kind of tilt me to the side, Mike, so I can be a part of your conversation.
You know what? I am going to take this off. And I'm going to put it on my other stand so that you won't break your neck trying to see me. Because, you know, you got to see me when you're talking to me for some reason.
There we go.
I don't understand what the hell that is.
Agreed.
But your sideways. Because you got yours the long way, don't you?
My phone? I have it on my computer.
Oh, shit.
I'm horizontal. Oh, Jesus. Let's see, if I said vertical, it's the same giggle.
Yep.
Let me know when we're starting this. Look, let me know when we're starting this bitch so I can act accordingly.
No, don't worry about what we're doing. You just go ahead and act how you normally act so people can see, or people can hear, rather.
Because shit. Yeah, it's probably better off that we save it.
Especially since George changed races in a gift that he sent.
Oh, you guys getting all soft.
You know, I'm all
soft on you guys.
I'm like, what did he get, a tan? And grew some hair?
Guys, he said, I'm going all out for Black Lives Matter.
Guys.
Exactly, you know what I'm saying? This is, look, I'm going to step into the black chat tonight.
Yeah, right. Mike. I grew up the only white kid out of all my friends. The whitest person of my friends is a Puerto Rican. And that's real. That's real. Probably Darren could probably attest.
George, I don't know where you got your black card from, but we're going to need to see the date.
Brooklyn.
On it. It might have been expired.
All right.
You talking back in the day.
Okay, so what are we... Tell it's as far goes. Back as my hairline, Mike. It's as far back as my hairline.
Oh, so you in there.
Yeah, exactly. You really back. The way back.
You got a lifetime membership?
Way back. It's been a while.
What's up, fellas?
I am, man. I haven't seen you guys in so long. Well, Darren, I saw you like last week. But
yeah, you did.
Man, last time I saw Mike, we were drinking at a bar somewhere. Mike was like snatching mics from people and singing like really high music.
That was the last time I saw you?
The last time I saw you, you were very drunk on your birthday bowling.
Yes.
Bowling. Yeah, you had a king hat on that they made.
But you looked fantastic and you were really in it. You were like committed to bowling. That was like your thing.
I think everybody looks really good when they drink.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because you get that red glow.
That
red alcohol.
Was she the last dragon or something? When you got that glow.
All the glow.
Got that glow.
What are you working on? You working on music, Mike?
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. I did.
What's your swallow first? Tracks.
No, you got to pay him for that, man. You know that. Homeboy doesn't sing for free.
Look,
that's not his game.
George, that one just went right over your head, but it'll come back around. But you know, lately I've been excuse me,
Rona.
I've been creating a track, but then like I would write like three different songs that have nothing to do with the track. So I have a bunch of stuff that's separated that probably one day I have to put together.
Okay.
So
more shelf nice. Music.
Mm-hmm.
More shelf music. I'm just trying to figure out what we're doing, you know?
Shelf that.
Since this is an audio track, everyone, just so you know what Mike did, he was flipping the birds off to Darren.
Mm, mm, mm. Both birds, two birds and one stone.
Awesome. Wow.
All right. There you go.
And that was our featured guest, Mike Hammond.
3.5.
Oh, man.
I'll cut this. Yo, I promise I'll cut it.
Darren.
It's just funny.
Oh, what?
Oh, man. I was like, you motherfucking sleep. You brought me in this
month. You put me on blast.
We came all the way to BK. We came all the way to Brooklyn. And
we're not cutting this. We're putting it on. Of course we are.
All right, if we're cutting parts of this, you're gonna tell
so
me.
So you went to go see a show. You went to go see a show, and what the fuck did you do?
That show
No, we can't put it in. No. The show was good, but it wasn't good. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
That's it was good, but it wasn't really interesting.
Well, no, the
guys were very talented.
Yeah.
The guys were very talented. The concept was excellent. And right. Based off the show that actually exists from what they took the name from was definitely ideal and a wonderful thing to do. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing that would happen with Burt Bacharach. If you don't choose the right content within the right...
It doesn't flow.
Well, no, it flows. It's just you have to make sure people stay engaged and they don't fall asleep. Because the music is so relaxing and so like... It's ballad after ballad after ballad, and it's like, oh my God, you know.
So that works.
You don't want to kill yourself because it's bad, but you're just like, man, this is hard to stay awake, especially with George. I think he had worked all day.
And I worked all day. I was up till 4 o'clock.
So he got caught up in the moment.
No,
yeah, and the moment of sleep. Yeah,
the moment. Yeah.
No excuses. No excuses. I will say. I that was like me with just having the kids too, right? Like I just had the twins.
Oh, you had all of that. Yeah, you had everything.
I was like, just getting used to having 4 kids. I was like, I'll come. Darren's like, we don't have to go. And I was like, let's go. Let's hang out. Darren's like,
okay. I was like, we don't have to go, man. We're already in New York. We don't have to go. Because once I figured out, because at first I thought we were going to see a show that was in the city. And George was like, hey, we need to get going if we're going to go. And I was like, what do you mean? Like, and then around here, you're like, no, it's in Brooklyn. I was like, well, we don't have to go. You're like,
yeah,
we should go. And it's like, all right, cool, let's go. And I mean, I was cool with it. I don't trade it for anything because me and George had a phenomenal time. I mean, we had the ride down there. We had the time at the bar. We had the time back there. And I think we went back to a bar. Yeah, we went back to a bar. And then we went home, you know, so it was... Now, the only time I cursed George's name was when I was on my way back to Mike's house.
Oh.
Well, because, you know, he stays in that far-off area of Newark.
Newark, right.
And we were leaving from downtown, so George's transition to get home was really easy and quick. Mine was like, transfer here, go here, transfer again, go here.
And then wait for this. For that scheduled bus.
And I was just like, oh, hell no. Yeah.
It really is easier. It really is easier just to drive Darren from my house.
Which we figured out.
20
we
minutes.
Figured out. Yeah.
I mean, figured out, like, I could just drive 20 minutes to Newark.
Yeah.
And be back home in 20 minutes. So it's like, it's 40 minutes of driving, but it's like, I'd rather save Darren another hour and a half of his life.
Yeah. Well, Mike lives in, like, West Newark. You've dropped me off there before, Bruno, but where that is, it's almost not even Newark anymore. It just happens to be in Newark zone or whatever, but yeah.
And public transportation isn't as
consistent.
Consistent and as available. Sparse, is that the word? Whatever. There's not a lot of fucking as many trains or buses or even taxis. In New Jersey, there's no meter taxis.
True.
Oh, is a flat fare?
Yeah, it's a flat determined fare.
Like you get in and they negotiate. They're like,
no, you got almost. Sometimes you can hail them, but most of the time you have to like call it in.
All right,
and then
you're a dick for bringing up that I fell asleep. Let's leave it off there. We got it. Now we have to leave part of that part
now.
George, you fell asleep during the show. Yeah. We just can't talk about the show.
They can't talk about the show. We'll save this show. Yeah.
All right, fellas.
All right, brother. Take care, man. I love you guys.
Love you guys.
Bye. Seen pictures of the rest, but of all the places I can't think of, I like Jersey best.
Okay, folks, this was us as real as it gets, holding nothing back. Well, maybe a little, but not for long. Stay tuned and you will see. We going all the way live with the gents of the 3.5. Hit us up with questions or requests. Subscribe or follow us at OMATC and Up and On Prod on Instagram. And on our Facebook page and group, it's Our Meeting at the Crossroads and Upward and Onward Productions. We can't wait to hear from you.
Say, bro.
We're just a band of brothers hanging out in good company. Yeah.
Cheers, fellas.
Cheers, bro.
That's what's up.
So don't you dare try to judge us. Negate on what you came here to see. We're the 3.5.
These are the men of
3.5.
The gents of 3.5.
Well, all right.
All right, all right.